every Friday night, the last Friday night of the month, and then the following Saturday, we celebrate the meal of Messiah, a way of remembering the new covenant that Yeshua sanctified through his own sacrifice for us. This is a time when we take the cup, we take the matzah, and we remember what he did for us. The things he said at Passover, the things he taught us later after he was resurrected. The things he speaks that are recorded in the scriptures for us. We remember what Yeshua has done for us. And we take heart because of his resurrection. We take heart because he has died as a sacrifice for our sins. And though the temple is not standing and that whole system of atonement has changed, we have a sacrifice that is effective for our sins, for those which we committed, for those that we're currently guilty of, and those which we will do, as long as we keep turning our hearts to the Lord. Those who come to the Lord become sincere in this and have a desire not to get away with things. So the goal isn't how close can I get to the edge without getting in trouble. The goal is how can I live for God all the time. But when I fall short, what do? I have forgiveness. I have the mercy of God assured for me through the death, burial, and resurrection of Yeshua. This morning, I want to invite Craig and Rondi and Aaron and Kim to come serve us. You don't have to be a member of the congregation to participate, but you do have to be a member of the body of Messiah. You have to belong to Yeshua. You have to be able to say, he is Adonai, he died for me, he rose from the dead, and I sincerely want to follow him. As you get ready, open your hearts to the Lord and allow him to show you anything that he wants you to acknowledge to him. The scripture says that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and he's just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So I want to invite you to come forward row by row, and you can take a piece of matzah and a cup and then return to your seats. We'll all eat and drink together. And we'll continue in worship as you're coming forward. Maybe you remember when Yeshua said in a public place to drink his blood and to eat his flesh, and how strange it sounded to everybody, and how controversial it was. In fact, his own disciples met with him privately to correct him and to tell him it wasn't a good idea to talk like that. But he said, if you don't do this, you really don't have anything to do with me. And many people heard that and they decided, we're finished, it's enough. We don't want to be with him anymore. It was at Passover that he lifted up a cup and he said, this is my blood. And I think it was a great relief for the disciples. But they may have said, why didn't you say that earlier? And then he held up the matzah and he said, this is my body, this is my flesh. Because the word lechem in old Hebrew means not only bread, it also means body. It was a poetic word that had a double meaning. And so he lifted up the matzah and he said, this is my body. And I think, again, they could have said, this movement would go a lot further if you don't talk like you did before. Explain everything more clearly. But I can tell you this, the scriptures don't tell us what their reaction was emotionally. The scriptures tell us that they started doing it. They started lifting up the cup and they started eating the bread in honor of Messiah. In fact, some of the records, the historical records, tell us that the people who followed Yeshua were so excited about the new covenant and what had happened that on Saturday nights they were gathering together as a community wherever they were, and they were giving thanks to the Lord, and they were eating a meal, a small meal that had as its focus the cup and the bread of Messiah. And they were doing this in honor of him. And so they didn't limit themselves. You could say, well, you only do it at Passover. You could say that, because that's when Yeshua inaugurated it. But the early disciples, from what we can tell, took it further than that in their enthusiasm for the new covenant. As we do this and as we participate, I want to read to you from Isaiah, a very powerful passage that helps us understand that this that we do now is not only a remembrance, it is an anticipation of something. Because Isaiah 25, starting in verse 9, says that on this mountain the Lord of hosts will make for all people a feast. You see, there is going to be in the future, there is going to be a feast. The Lord himself is going to prepare it. And so what Yeshua inaugurated at Passover is going to develop and it's going to grow. And then look what's associated with it in verse 8. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. The rebuke of his people he will take away from all the earth. And I believe that has two sides. One side is all the rebukes that other nations on the earth have uttered against the Jewish people will be removed. That's one part. The other part is all the rebukes the Jewish people have uttered against the Lord will be removed. For the Lord has spoken. And it will be said in that day, behold, this is our God. We've waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. We will rejoice in his Yeshua. There's a clue here for us that helps us understand that we're not only reflecting on what has happened, we're understanding what is happening and what will happen in the ages to come. With that in mind, lift up the cup of Messiah. And try to put your heart at that table where Yeshua lifted up the cup and said, this is my blood. Lord, we thank you for giving your life for us so that we could have real life. Thank you for fixing us and making us into new creations. Thank you for buying us with your very own blood. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Borei Pri HaGafen. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who creates the fruit of the vine and who is the one true vine. Amen. The same prophet Isaiah spoke of Messiah when he said, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, and yet we considered him stricken and smitten by God and afflicted. But in fact, he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities. The punishments that brought us peace were put upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Lord, we thank you that you suffered for us and you took all the punishment and all the wrath, all that we deserved, and you made atonement for us in order that we might have peace with you and our God. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Hamotzi Lachem Min HaAretz. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings forth bread from the earth and brought Yeshua up from the grave to give us resurrection life and eternal life. Amen.